Shalom Aleichem. On behalf of Teach 613, we welcome you to Take 10 for Talmud. Menachos Membeis, Menachos 42a, pagination is 83. We'll do a fairly classic style Gemara, where we think one way and try to bring proofs to it, and result with a different conclusion. And along the journey, we'll try to pick up some other fascinating points. Let's begin on Amud Aleph, counting up from the medium wides. Counting up from the medium wides, about 12 lines, in the middle of a line. Rav Nachman Ashkeche l'Rav Ada bar Ava. Rav Nachman found Rav Ada bar Ava Rami Chute, he was putting the strings into his garment for the purpose of tzitzis. V'kamevorich la'asos tzitzis, and he was making a bracha to make tzitzis. Amalei, he said to him, my tzitzi shamana, what's this tzitzis that I'm hearing? What are you doing? What kind of bracha are you making? Hachayam arav tzitzis ein tzricha bracha. Tzitzis, when you make them, does not require a bracha. Kinoch nafshei de Rav Huna, when Rav Huna was nifter, or Rav Chista lemirma de Rav adirav. Rav Chista made a suggestion that we should ask Rav one statement on another. Umiyama Rav tzitzis ein tzarech bracha. Really, Rav doesn't hold that tzitzis need a bracha. We have a statement from Rav Yehuda in the name of Rav. How do you know that tzitzis made by a non-Jew are pasul shenemar? The pasuk says, "Dabro b'nei Yisrael yasu lehem tzitzis." Speak to the Jewish people, and they shall make tzitzis. So, regardless of who's obligated in tzitzis, obviously only Jews, but even in the va'asu lehem tzitzis, it was speak to the Jewish people. B'nei Yisrael yasu v'lo ha'oved kochavim yasu, non-Jews cannot make tzitzis. That's his kasha. V'hamay rumya, what's the question? Amar Rav Yosef said, there was something underlying here that was considered elementary, which we are going to debate. Kasava, Rav Chista took it as a given. Kol mitzvah shekshere be'avik hachavim b'Yisrael, ein tzarech levarich. Anything that a non-Jew is able to do, a Jew would not make a bracha because it's not so unique. But kol mitzvah shepsula be'avik hachavim, if it's invalid if a non-Jew does it, b'Yisrael tzarech levarich, a Yisrael would recite a bracha. And therefore, he asked, if tzitzis are forbidden to be done by a non-Jew, then for sure there should be a bracha. So if Rav holds that they're not good by a non-Jew, then he should be holding that they do get a bracha when we fashion them, when we make them. That is an assumption that is not going to be the conclusion of the Gemara, and it's actually not going to have to do with whether a non-Jew could or can't do it. Let's skip down to about 8 lines up from the bottom, middle of a line. Sukkah meseyeya leitfilin havetiyuvte. The mitzvah of sukkah indeed supports this approach, which is that if a non-Jew could do it, we don't make a bracha when we do it. But tefillin is going to undermine that assumption, because tefillin is something that a non-Jew can't do, and we still don't have a bracha when we fashion the tefillin. Let's see how the Gemara develops it. Harei sukkah, the beginning of the next line. Sukkah dekshere be'avod kachavim. A sukkah can be built by a non-Jew. We have concepts that it's better for a Jew to do it for different reasons, the spirituality, etc., involve himself in a mitzvah. But bottom line, we know that Tanya, sukkas avikachavim, sukkas nashim, sukkas behema, sukkas kusim, sukkah mikol makom keshera. A sukkah, as long as it was built for shade, is going to be kosher. As long as it's done lahalacha, it's fine. Uvi Yisrael ein tzarech levarich. And if a Yisrael is fashioning it, he doesn't have to make a bracha when he builds the sukkah. So that matches the principle that was being proposed, that if a non-Jew could do it, then a Yisrael, when he does it, doesn't recite a special bracha. D'tanya, ha'os ha'sukkah la'atzma, when a person makes a sukkah for himself, Omer, he says, Baruch atah Hashem alekeinu melech olam shehechiyanu v'kimanu v'giyanu lazman hazeh, he says the bracha of shehechiyanu, which is something that we do not practice in our time, but if we have time, we'll get back to the concept of shehechiyanu when a person builds a sukkah. Ba'leishev ba, when you sit down in it, when you dwell in it, Omer Baruch atah Hashem alekeinu melech olam shehechiyanu v'kimanu v'giyanu lazman hazeh, v'tzvanu leishev ba'sukkah. You say the bracha of dwelling in the sukkah, v'ilu la'asa sukkah l'mavarech, and there's no mention of to make a sukkah. So that supports this concept that if a non-Jew could do it, that when a Jew does it, he does not recite a bracha. Tfilin to yuftei, but tfilin is going to contradict the principle. Farei tfilin, the psulas b'avei kachavim, tfilin are certainly possible if they were made by a non-Jew. D'tani Rav Chinana b'rei d'rava miparshanya sefer Torah tfilin u'mezuzah shekasvan tzeduki kusi avei kachavim eved isha v'katan mumar psulin. A list of people that cannot make tfilin, including a non-Jew. Shenemar ukshartem u'chasavtem. You'll tie them on your arm. Uchesavtem, such a person is fitting to write Sifrei Torah, Tefillin, and Mezuzas. Kol sheyeshna b'ksira, yeshna b'ksiva. If a person is fitting in tying, then he's fitting in writing. Kol sheyna b'ksira, yeshna b'ksiva. But if he's not in tying, doesn't have the mitzvah of tefillin, then writing it is also not in his ability. Uvi Yisrael ein tzarech levarich. And we know that a Yisrael fashioning tefillin does not make a bracha, which contradicts the proposed principle that if a non-Jew can't do it, a Yisrael would be making a bracha. D'shalach Rav Chia b'rei d'Rav Huna m'shmei d'Rav Yochanan al tefillin shal yad omer bracha asher k'dishan v'sasa v'tzivan olaniach tefillin. On the tefillin shal yad, you make the bracha lahaniach, as we do. Al tefillin shal rosh omer bracha asher k'dishan v'sasa v'tzivan olam mitzvahs tefillin. You say the bracha of mitzvahs tefillin. V'ilu la'asas tefillin lo mevarich. There's no mention of making tefillin. Elolav hainu taima, but rather, the reason has nothing to do with whether a non-Jew could do the mitzvah or not. Kol mitzvah da'asiyasa gemar mitzvah. If the action is the completion of the mitzvah, kigon mila, like mila, afagav dekshere be'ovet kachovim, even if you hold that mila can be done by a non-Jew, which there is such an opinion, b'Yisrael tzarech levarich, a Yisrael doing it will make a bracha. V'chol mitzvah da'asiyasa lav gemar mitzvah. But if you're doing something that's not the completion of the mitzvah, it's getting everything ready in place. Kigon tefillin, like tefillin, for example. A sukkah would be the same thing. Afagav de psulos be'ovet kachovim. Even if it's possible with a non-Jew like tefillin is, b'Yisrael ein tzarech levarich. If it's only preparing, then a Yisrael does not make a bracha on fashioning the mitzvah. And you'll ask me over tzitzis, so why was it a machlokas by tzitzis? He was making a bracha, he was told not to make a bracha. What's all that about? B'hakam iflegi. It depends in the following question. Mar savar chovas talis hu? One opinion says that it's an obligation on a Jewish-owned four-cornered garment, in which case, putting on the tzitzis is already the mitzvah. Omar Savachovas Gavrohu, and the other opinion says it's the obligation when the person wears it, and therefore putting on the tzitzis is only a preparation for the mitzvah that will yet happen. And therefore, If you hold that, Chovas Gavra, then you would not be reciting a bracha when you're putting on the tzitzis onto the garment. Quick observations. Number one, you'll note that on Amud Aleph, we listed off the bracha in its entirety. Baruch Ato Hashem Elokeinu Melech HaOlam. When it came to Amud Beis, is a different quote, a different brisa, a different style. It simply says shorthand, Baruch Asher Kedushanu Mitzvasav Etzivanu. And the student of the Talmud just has to know that even if they're missing words, you have to know what was meant. And that it's the same thing. It's telling you to recite a complete bracha. Another observation. On the topic of Shehechiyanu, going back to that, our custom is that when we build the sukkah, we do not recite a Shehechiyanu, but that opinion does exist, because building a sukkah is anticipating the holiday, and there is an approach that says that you recite a Shehechiyanu on building the sukkah. And therefore, there are opinions, for example, the Kitzur Shulchan Aruch, who hold that on the first night of Sukkot, as opposed to the second night of Sukkot, the brachos of Shehechiyanu and Leishei Basukkah are the opposites. On the first night, he holds that you should say Leishev Basukkah, invoke the concept not only of the holiday, which is what Kiddush is about, but also of sitting in the sukkah, and then you say the Shehechiyanu so that the Shehechiyanu is going on the Leishev and it's going on the holiday. On the second night, he has you doing Shehechiyanu first, and Leishev afterwards, because the Shehechiyanu of the sukkah itself has already been recited. It could even be recited before the holiday when you're building the sukkah. And therefore, that second night Shehechiyanu is only on the holiday with the concept of Sveika Diyoma. But as far as the sukkah goes, Shehechiyanu even before the holiday could work. And therefore, that aspect of Shehechiyanu has already been completed. Yashar Koach, thank you for joining.